From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, coming to you from the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week, I'm going to begin a series with you entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. And what I did here a while ago is to put together a little booklet under that title. In fact, at the church that I pastor, every year we have a week-long prayer conference, and I actually put this booklet together for one of our conferences. And by and large, what I'm going to do for a period of time anyway in this series is basically read to you from that book and make comments as we go. I really believe in prayer, and I think that one of the weaknesses in the Church of Jesus Christ today is the concept of prayer. We talk about prayer, we read about prayer, we sometimes sing about prayer, we think about prayer, but the question is, do we exercise prayer in our life? And this little study, Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer, is one that I just want to share with you. And like I said, I'm going to be reading down through portions of this booklet and sharing elements of this booklet with you. But I'd love to get this booklet into your hands. And we would love to get it to you. We can get it to you free of charge if you ask for it. And of course, at the end of the program, our announcer, Jim O'Brien, will be along to give you that contact information. Because it's just a little booklet of about 30 pages, but I think that there's a lot of material in here that will help you in your own walk with God, and particularly in your prayer life. So just let me begin, and we'll go down through this, and I'll make comments as we go, and I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." What a strong and clear admonition that is. It is not at all difficult to have a general understanding of what that verse is saying. Simply speaking, where there is no vision, there is no positive effect. But where there is a clear vision of the law of God, specifically a clear prophetic vision of the law and the way of God, which is the Word of God, then there will be blessing. And the sooner we learn that principle, the sooner we will be what God wants us to be in every aspect of our Christian life. Now, even though the principle of Proverbs 29:18 is applicable to every aspect of the Christian life, in this study we want to apply it to our own prayer life. The fact is that if we as God's children do not have a clear vision of what the Bible teaches about prayer, and if we do not apply what it teaches about prayer to our lives daily, then we will in no way be the blessed people God would have us to be, and we will never be able to see God work as He desires to work in our personal and in our church lives. So, let's conduct this study in prayer from the perspective of developing a clear vision of what God's Word said about prayer, so that we will not perish from the will and the blessing of God, but will rather prosper in understanding the basic principles of prayer, which will translate into a life and ministry of godliness and fruitfulness that will not only bless us, but more importantly, will glorify God. The Bible says in James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And he prayed not, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Now, that passage of Scripture should be a great encouragement for each of us to develop and to advance in our own personal prayer life. You see, we often place Elijah on a high pedestal as being a superman of faith of sorts. Well, perhaps he was a superman of faith in certain ways, but the Bible indicates that he was a human being just like the rest of us who had the same passions and weaknesses as we do today. But when he prayed, God heard and answered clearly and specifically. And beloved, if God answered Elijah, who knew God 930 years before Christ, then he will answer those of us who know God today through Jesus Christ. This is just the way God works when his children pray through faith. We have the ability through faith in talking to God to be able to watch God work in unique ways. Now, in more modern times, George Mueller, who lived back in the 1800s, was a man subject to like passions as we are, but was one of the greatest prayer warriors of all time. God called George Mueller to care for the homeless and orphan children of his day, which he did effectively through the exercise of prayer. According to his biographer, George Mueller read the Bible through 200 times in his life, of which 100 of those times he did on his knees. His life was limited without social media, the internet, the radio, the telephone, the television. But in the 1800s, he ministered and cared for over 2,000 children. It is said, according to his own journal, that on many occasions there would be no food to feed the children. Yet, with a bare table, he would close his eyes, bow his head, and thank God for the food that was about to be set before them. And time after time again, by the conclusion of his prayer, and by the end of the time that he was thanking God and blessing God for what God was going to provide, somebody, perhaps even a special angel of the Lord, would come by and leave a miracle. The food was provided. According to his own journal, Mr. Mueller had documented in his writing more than 50,000 answers to prayer. At one time, George Mueller said, and I quote, "It is not enough to begin to pray, nor to pray aright, nor is it enough to continue for a time to pray. But we must pray patiently, believing and continuing in prayer until we obtain an answer. We have also to believe that God does hear us and will answer our prayers. And most frequently, we fail in not continuing in prayer until the blessing is obtained and in not expecting the blessing." Isn't that interesting? It is true that many times we don't continue in prayer to the point that we see God's answer and see God's blessing. Well, certainly there is a lot that we can learn from studying the lives of such men as Elijah in the Old Testament and George Mueller back in the 1800s. But there is also a lot that we can learn from the study of the Bible and through our own personal prayer life. Therefore, I encourage you to take some time to study the great prayers of the Bible. Have you ever done that? Just take some time to study some of those prayers in which people just like you and me were able to see the great working of God. Now, you might say, "Pastor Gary, I don't know where to turn to find some of those great prayers." Well, let me give you some examples. You can find the great prayer of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verses 23 through 33. Then a great prayer of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verses 23 through 32. The great prayer of Hannah that perhaps many of you are very familiar with in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. We see great prayers of David in 2 Samuel 7, verses 18 through 29, and 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 through 20. I love that great prayer of Elijah in 1 Kings 18. The prayer of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, and particularly the prayer of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, those are prayers, and there are many more, but those are prayers back in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, there are many prayers I would encourage you to study as well, and read them and study them through and see what the content of those prayers are that they might teach you on the reality of prayer in your life. For instance, there's the prayer of Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. The prayer of Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. Then there's one of the great prayers of the early church in Acts chapter 4, verses 24 through 30, as well as the prayer of the Apostle Paul, or at least one of his prayers, in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. I've just given you some samples of some great prayers in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I'm sure that you can find your own illustrations of great prayers rendered in the Bible. But study them. See what was said in those prayers. Truly, prayer is the way to see God work in ways that are exceeding abundantly above that which we can even imagine. That is, if we pray from the biblical perspective. And so, in the days to come, we're going to be working our way through this little booklet that I've put together, simply entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. Again, I'd love to get this into your hands. And if you'd like to have it, just request it. Jim O'Brien will be along in just a few moments, I should say, with that contact information. Well, it's been a delight to be with you today. Until tomorrow, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.